I've had so many people who have gone to the edge and started using it in their world and noticed these profound, profound differences. I want to share one, what I consider to be an edge triumph story. There was a father and son who had tremendous difficulty, and I'm changing the names here, who had tremendous difficulty in connecting. The father was very dominant, very domineering, and very convinced that everything he said was right and that the son should listen, and the son simply couldn't agree. And in fact, the son was more reasonable and capable in the world than the father. So the son came and began to study with me and learned the edge practice. And then went home and experienced the father. And liked being around the father, understood the father now. Didn't actually get activated by the father because there was a kind of compassionate distance that he was able to hold and knew that his father was just his father and just doing his father's thing, that he didn't have to change him or make him different. All he had to do was just be with him. And that all happened in a weekend class. That all happened in much less time than we spend in our six-week class. So then the father noticed the change and was so profoundly moved that the father came and decided to take my class. And now that the father knew the edge, they were connecting at the edge and they stopped fighting. They didn't agree. They didn't believe the same things, but they stopped fighting and they started having a more peaceful home, a more peaceful life together. So that was a pretty extraordinary one. I've seen students of shamanism who've been unable to integrate their studies into their worlds find a way to do it by using the edge. I've seen folks who've taken psychotropic drugs who felt something was lost, completely lost to them because of the drug experience. I've seen them find it again. I've seen parents who felt overrun by their kids find their equilibrium again. I've seen marriages improve. I've seen chronic anxiety lessen and financial woes shift. And I've seen body workers and healers who spent their lives devoted to others and the health and well-being of other people regain their own health and well-being. Because having an effective boundary in the subtle anatomy took the pressure off of that whole psychological dynamic. It was no longer about what was between their ears. It began to be about who they are as a presence. So when you learn to understand this simple practice, and I did a much more complex meditation with you than you would use in your daily practice. I teach six different ways to, actually there's more, I think it's eight different ways to go to the edge. And there are actually three different types of going to the edge. There's going to the edge through physical movement, going to the edge through meditation, which we used. And then there's going to the edge using the subtle anatomy. So there's these all these different ways that I teach in this class, the essential practice, the sacred anatomy edge. And when you learn to understand this simple practice, it's, you know what it is? It's actually a form of mindfulness. Because to integrate it into your life, you're going to need to use it constantly. It's not something you can just whip out and use when you're not feeling good. No, it needs to become an approach to living. It might even be compared to a physical discipline like Aikido or ballet. You'll be using your subtle anatomy as the ballerina or the martial artist uses their physical body to encode every cell with a new method of moving and reacting. How do you think they get so good? They do it all the time. And as you slowly train yourself to accept a new way of being in your life, using your subtle intelligence, which will reprogram the operating systems, whispering the secret over and over again into your inner ear, you already know this. You have this. You're remembering something you've just forgotten. The Edge practice is a way to be in the world that gives you way more than it takes, and it can develop your existing skills and talents to make you even more sensitive to your work and your environment, while at the same time help you deal with hypersensitivity that makes you so vulnerable and can even make you sick. It'll improve your existing accomplishments by adding the unknown missing ingredient of how to work, how to be in the world, and it will fire up your subtle awareness skill set to a more masterful level. Does this sound intriguing? Like something you need to understand? Like something maybe you could use? The Essential Practice, the Sacred Anatomy Edge. I will teach you in the first 5 steps to the edge of your subtle structure, how you can discover these new ideas and make them feel like an old, comfortable sweater. You'll learn how to do it, and there'll be tips about how you know you're there or you're not there, or you're doing it or you're not doing it. And we'll use all 3 different ways to go to the edge, learn the edge, subtle anatomy, physical movement, and meditation. But in the end, what matters is, did you find the way that clicked for you to understand something that's challenging to even put into words? I mean, it took me 35 years to just get here. I had to create a language to speak about it, to rework and redefine terms from throughout the English language, which, believe me, is not the easiest language to find subtle meaning in. Discover, I had to map and analyze the anatomy of the human energy structure, and I had to find out how to actually use the subtle structure. Phew! When learning any discipline, there will be constant invitations to shift your conscious awareness, expand your idea of who and what you are. But let's face facts. It's all in your head until it's not. So either you expand your head, you make space in there, or you get out of it. But either way, moving from point A to point B will always change how you identify yourself. When your identity changes from inner movement, it's always you who made it happen. Nobody else did it. It's you. The consciousness you are right now will expand and morph into the authentic consciousness you hold locked in your sacred anatomy. Learning how to use your subtle energy to go to the edge is a homecoming. It'll take you back to who you've always been before you were shaped by a lifetime of traumas and disappointments. Consciously practicing the edge will synergistically rearrange how you think about connecting with other people. And you know what happened for me? I became less afraid of people. And that happening was just unbelievably exciting. You're going to shift the fear you have about enmeshing or becoming too close to others. And it'll give you something you can do that will get concrete results every single day. The edge practice might even shift how you feel about how you feel. It can change how you intuit and what your empathic sensibility actually is to you. I've been taking students to the edge of their subtle structure for years, and I truly have seen miracle after miracle occur. families talking again, workplaces becoming hospitable, people reminiscing about how they used to be burnt out all the time. And yes, it takes some effort, but it's definitely available. So the bottom line is that this way of being, expanding your consciousness and awakening a slumbering giant that is real and most amazingly, that is you. It's all you. It sounds like magic, I know, but it's not. It's anatomy, your sacred anatomy, and a very simple practice that you can use to apply to that sacred anatomy called the essential edge. So learning the in-depth 5 steps to the edge in the essential practice, your sacred anatomy edge, opens doors, breaks you out of the old ways that while they may have served in the past, you know what? They're not moving you forward, are they? And if it's time to let go of the old stale paradigm that has you stuck in a victim mode or a limited definition of yourself or literally has you cowering in the corner in your house with the blanket pulled over your head, you're forced to be hyper cautious and careful all the time because the world may just get you. This is your information. This information was created for you. I have gone through what I've gone through so that you can be free. If you're really ready to claim your birthright and open yourself to your most compassionate nature, please join me for the essential practice, your sacred anatomy edge. The edge practice is a waking mindfulness practice you can use all day, every day to bring spirit into your lives and create a relationship with your own sacred anatomy. Because you're a light being in a physical body. Drop the mask. Start living as you truly are. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. It's been my deep privilege to share the edge with you and to introduce you to your sacred anatomy. I hope to see you again with all my love.